Good afternoon and welcome everybody to the conference call today, which is the preliminary and unaudited fourth quarter 2016 results for CompuGroup Medical SE. This is Christian Teig reporting from Koblenz, and today's date is the 3rd of February 2017. We have a fairly condensed format today, which is normal for the preliminaries. The presentation that I will step through will probably take less than 10 minutes, and then we will go into a Q&A session if there are questions or clarifications after that. The presentation can be downloaded from our website, from the IR section, or you can just follow it directly from the webcast, to which there was a link on the invitation. And since you're all listening, you have figured out how to log into the conference call. So we will now step into the presentation, starting with the slide numbered two. This is just the normal, I would say, disclaimer, which says, yes, if you look back, there are very few, if any, differences between the prelims and final figures in our past. Still, we are not done with everything related to the normal formal accounting closing processes, and also not the formal approval by our supervisory board. Those final figures, including 150 pages of notes, will be published on Friday, the 31st of March this year. Stepping then into the actual figures, slide numbered three. Here we see both the fourth quarter in isolation and the full year. Focusing on the quarter, that's something we are very happy with. Most listeners and those who know us know that we started the year a little bit softer than what we wanted to. And in the second half, both the third quarter and now in the fourth quarter, we were able to recover that. And you know, very happy to have finished the year with solid revenue and profitability. Full-year figures also show, I would say, very pronounced progress, maybe not quite as strong as we would have hoped it to, but overall happy with how the year has passed and certainly very happy about the fourth quarter performance. Stepping then into the bullet point summary, which is on slide numbered four. Starting with the AIS business, doctor and dental software. 7% organic growth, that's certainly very strong. Most of that came from colleagues and solid performance here in Germany. We knew that we had special license revenue opportunities, both from add-ons to base products, and opportunities that came during the year. That's most notably the medication plan and software to support that, the first application, which is part of the new German e-health law. All of that came together in the fourth quarter with solid sales and shipments both in November and December. So that was certainly a strong part of the reason. Somewhat more revenue also recognized in our favorite project, the Gematik project. But not big numbers. I think last year was about 1 million in the quarter, and this year it was about 2. Stepping then over to the pharmacy software business, that's, you know, actually since the first 3 months of the beginning of the year, been strong. Second quarter strong, third quarter really strong. Fourth quarter, 4% organic growth, can only be happy with that. And we've now come a very long way in consolidating our dealer structure. Vega and a smaller one called CSI, which came in towards the very end of the year, means that we together now have almost 80% of our distribution and service in Italy to pharmacy customers direct. That's exactly where we want to be. So that drives altogether the 14% growth in the segment. Organic growth 4% and 6% for the full year, very strong. The rest of the business, I would say, unspectacular. Full year results are good and in line. We said that they would be flattish, which they came out as, maybe with a bit of different seasonality, if you want color. I mean, HCS started very strong and then landed into a good, solid full-year result. Troublesome start on the hospital business, but came nicely towards the end. Altogether, yeah, in-line full-year results. Operating expenses well under control. For those that keenly read under the EBITDA line, the positive financial result as last year was due to factors beyond our control, basically the strengthening of the US dollar and our internal capital structure. So it looks good on paper, but I wouldn't, this is broken out or will be, was broken out in previous quarterly reports, and in the finals will also be broken out. But all in all, I think that's well-known material for most of you. So that was the summary from the quarter. Again, the most important thing was that we did what we said we would in the AIS business, doctor and dental software, and that we were able to recover some of the lost ground and show that that is a growing and live business. Slide number 5. Probably the area of keenest interest and also linked to the outlook that we've given. We have now for 3 years been working on our most favored project, the Telematic Infrastructure Pilot Project. We already in the third quarter gave a lot of, I would say, optimistic and positive news flow on this, and that has certainly continued in the fourth quarter. We were able to start the pre-pilot towards the end of November. This really has been plug and play. The first 23 offices and the hospital immediately began production with the base service, the checking of valid insurance data, and very, very fast went past the 1,000 successful events that were given by the project customer to continue the rollout of test installations. As of today, we have about 250 pilot users. We install them at a rapid pace. It takes 4 to 6 hours per location. It's becoming more and more standardized. Few problems, if any. Testing has been successful. We expect to do the next quarterly change end of March with every single one of the test installations up and running, and actually expect then thereafter that we are ready. And then it's up to all other factors to fall into place to begin the nationwide rollout. Even in the week that we've just been, there have been, I would say, a lot of positive signals, both from articles and interviews, especially on the provider side, from the Doctors Association. Everyone has an aura of optimism on this now, and certainly we have also built that into our outlook, that the rollout and implementation of this technology across Germany will begin towards the middle of the year and will hopefully fast come up to a rapid rollout pace. This brings us to the next section of the presentation, which is outlook. We can then step directly over to the slide numbered 7. This is something that we are very, very proud of, something that we have reported every year when we do our prelims and give the outlook. This is what, in many ways, investors buy into. This is the value of CGM. This is what we work year over year to grow, which is our footprint and the recurring revenue that we get from our existing customers. When we do the run rate for January 2017, we see a 4% increase and altogether 395 million euros of software maintenance and other recurring revenue into our contract portfolio. So that is a solid base getting into the year. A little bit more detailed to the main segments on slide number 8. First bullet, important that we do assume revenue this year from rolling out TE in Germany, beginning in the middle of the year and with some gradual increase in monthly installations. You will also see from the ranges that we've given, they are fairly broad. We see that as appropriate given the high sensitivity to how those 6 months will evolve month by month. Revenue will fall close to 80% from this into ambulatory information systems, the rest in the HCS section. AIS, we see 9 to 15% growth, which is significantly more than what is normal. And this is basically all driven then from the TE rollout. Then we have also some German dealers that are ticking in, which will give year on year about a 3 million effect. On pharmacy software, very strong this year. It was strong last year. We come out with a somewhat cautious organic growth profile, 0 to 2%. And we are going to continue to work in Italy to consolidate our operating structure, get the new dealers into our systems and management structures. That will add also financially about 5 million euros of revenue. Fairly uneventful on the hospital business. We see flat year-on-year development there. And on HCS, most of the action will be related to the rollout of the telematic infrastructure and the associated potential connector sales, which fall into this segment. Yeah, profitability. We have included one sentence in our guidance section in the report, where we just emphasize that recruiting and costs start to build up now. We are really preparing for this to go live in the middle of the year. There is, of course, a certain delta between costs and revenue. And we are going to work for the money that we will charge for this and really support this key initiative for German healthcare. That also means that, yes, we do see margin improvements, maybe not as pronounced as in the last 2 years, but still a solid percentage point improvement. And we think from the, say, turning point in 2014 that we are on a solid trajectory for steadily improvements in our business. Together, revenue and profitability builds the guidance, which is summarized on slide 10. Revenue is expected in the range of 600 to 630 million. The reason for the fairly broad range is, say, the variability that we still see in terms of timing for the rollout and revenue related to TE here in Germany. And then, yeah, adding some profitability between ending up between 23 and 24%, we get the EBITDA range of 138 to 150. And this includes every single thing we have today. If anything new is announced on M&A, that will come on top. Yeah, that was the summary in a little bit more than 10 minutes. Slide number 11 just gives the checkpoints and roadmap for this year. The next one, which is a little bit of an event, unless you are keenly interested in 150 pages of notes, will be the formal and audited annual report end of March. We then quickly get over to Q1, May 4th, AGM a bit earlier this year, May 10th. Normal dates thereafter, beginning of August, Q2. Investor and Analyst Conference, probably something that you can pencil down, October 12th, and then November 9th, beginning of November, Q3 report. That concludes then the condensed review of the fourth quarter 2016, and we can open for questions. Normal procedure, you press star 1 on your phone, and you will then be queued up in sequence. Please. So I am looking at my colleague who is managing the queue. And he appears to have this under control. Even if no questions have come yet. So unless we are completely empty for questions, I will restate my request that questions can be queued up by pressing star 1. Well, this So I now receive some emails which state the obvious.
Hello,
that it
Christian.
Ah.
Sorry, that's Knut. I think there was a technical problem. I pressed a couple of times, and nothing happened. Happy that it works now.
Very
so
good.
A couple of questions. The analysts are awake and alive and kicking.
Very good. Thank you.
So some question, Christian. Starting first with the U.S. business, can you give us some idea how the U.S. business squared in terms of growth? And then secondly, also growth organically, and then what was reported due to the dollar strength, also in terms of margins. Then looking at your guidance, you mentioned that you still have some ramp-up costs for the health card rollout, and I mean the revenues are expected to kick in the second half. So should we also expect the margin expansion already in H1, or do you expect the margin expansion mainly to materialize in H2? And then also briefly on the margin of the pharmacy software business, where are we currently? And that's it for the moment. I would have some follow-up if nobody else pushes the star into one.
U.S. business wasn't a strong highlight. This was really as flat as you could get for the year, and this includes also the fourth quarter. Actually, if you take the full year, the currency effect is very modest. It's 143,000 euros for the full year. It was exactly 40 million last year in euros and 40 million this year, which means also profitability hovers around the 10% mark. So that's not one of the highlights for 2016. I think we were not completely alone in finding that year a bit more challenging than as expected. We saw some peers reporting yesterday which had a bit of the same profile. So we still see that maybe more driven from market dynamics than inherently from our own performance. Your second question to the ramp-up cost, I think that is an important emphasis. We don't really see any margin expansion in the first half, basically because costs will flow in anyways, and that the margin expansion will come in the second half of the year. That's only normal, say, in such a transition. Margins in PCS have been relatively stable throughout the year. I mean, of the revenue, about 60, a small 60 is Germany, which is close to 30% EBITDA. And the Italian business, which is then the rest, is around 15% EBITDA.
So just to clarify, you said 60 million in terms of revenues of PCS is Germany at the 30% margin and Italy at the 15% margin.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then I wait for the other ones not to block all the line.
Anyone else successful in penetrating our beloved conferencing call system? So since you are an innovative and quick-thinking bunch, I'm now receiving questions in writing. So I will start with three questions from you, Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. The first question is, are there any incentives for adoption in 2017, meaning are there any ways to ensure that we get enough early adopters amongst doctors and other users of the telematic infrastructure so that we don't risk the thing that everyone wants an installation in June next year. This is being discussed both a little bit formally and certainly informally, whether there would be, for example, some kind of early adopter bonus, meaning a lower price point. Nothing dramatic, but certainly the need to stimulate early adoption is important. I would still say that whatever you would play with there financially, to me, wouldn't be the most important driver. The most important thing is what we actually do right now in the pilots. And the feedback being this is easy, this is painless, this everything happens within a few seconds is the most important prerequisite to get this thing moving fast. And already, I mean, the article which was in the doctor's paper, the Ärztezeitung, is very important. I mean, these guys tend to be, you know, scrutinizing us, and now we find them very supportive, and I think they do this because they genuinely have positive feedback from the pilots, and many of the pilots are quite well-known, prominent, say, strategically placed doctors around Germany, around the northwest of Germany. So I think that's probably as important as any kind of incentive structure. IS, somewhat below expectations, reasons, or I'm not sure if that I would agree with that. I think where we landed all together in Q4 was where we wanted to be. For the full year, yes, below expectations, but that's related to the lagging software sales, especially in Germany in the first two quarters. Third question, what's going to happen with HIS after AGFA has not worked out? I think the one takeaway that one can take from that initiative was that we certainly are willing to look at powerful mechanisms to create a better structure around this business. That was probably one of the most powerful imaginable. And now that this is off the table, we certainly continue to look for other options, but with a certain degree of patience. And in between, we are doing everything we can to continuously improve this business. And I think for every year, it's feels a little bit easier in the sense that we are further and further progressing on the product side. We have a very modern and high potential product to bring into the European market. Again, we need more scale, but in the meantime, there is no panic, and we are looking for other combinations one way or another without any strong time pressure. So thank you, Andreas, for those questions. I will then step over to the questions that popped into my mailbox from Lars Standag, Hauk Aufhäuser, four questions. How should the rollout look like in terms of devices in 17 and 18? Well, I have prepped many of you to this point and say that the extreme level of transparency and detail that we have provided in conceptually describing this opportunity will go away in this period. We are entering a very important period in terms of planning, price finding, competitive dynamics, everyone involved, and it doesn't make any sense for us to display every single moving part of our inner financial dynamics. So we've given some revenue outlooks that I think most of you are able to back out from our guidance, and that's basically it for the time being. In 3 to 6 months, you will know everything, because by that time, the financing agreement will be known, price points will be known, you can go to our website from the business side and you can download price lists, you can speak to doctors, and you will know price points, and after that, volumes shipped down to the last cent. Which kind of also answers your question number two, which means our assumptions regarding price has not changed. We have given an unchanged, consistent outlook for prices to investors, to analysts, to customers, to the public sector, which is unchanged over now almost 3 years. So all of that is still valid. And that also goes for the recurring and maintenance part. Your fourth question, the strong financial income in Q4, that's related to how we own our U.S. business, where that's basically in a very thin cap structure with intercompany debt, which means changes in the euro-dollar exchange rate gets booked through the P&L. It's not very helpful for, say, your transparency, for your understanding, but it is helpful for all other good reasons. So it's probably going to stay that way, but in every quarterly report, not in the prelims, we break that out so that you can correct for it. So those were your questions, Lars. Now we go to Julia from Berenberg. Question is, guidance for Gematik or for rollout in 2017 appears conservative, with only 10 to 20-25% of your total locations to be rolled out in 2017. That is correct. That's where we landed. I mean, we have everything from our 8 analysts, where some have put 0 in and others have put 100 in. In its ultimate consequence, both can be right. I think if you take a normal growth rate for the base business, you will find out that something like 15 to 45 million is built in. And again, that is already a wide range, and that's where we start. There may be adjustments to this during the year, maybe upwards, and I certainly hope not downwards, although that cannot be completely excluded. I mean, there's just so much positive momentum and sentiment right now, but not letting that running away completely. The numbers that you're able to induce from what we have given in terms of outlook are all correct. But again, it's not the easiest of years in terms of giving an exact outlook point for revenue. And then your follow-up question is, okay, can you then realistically roll out 80 to 90% by mid-year 2018? That is an easy question to answer, yes. So thank you, Julia, for those questions. Then we're on to Jan Kepler from HSBC.
Yeah, same question as came from Lars. How many installations are baked into your guidance? Not stated and will be a little bit of our secret over the next few months. It's not a big secret, but I think it's just helpful to not have that number floating so that everyone can apply a little bit of their own assumptions into that calculation. Why is the hospital business only expected to be flat in 2017? Yeah. I mean, it's. I wish that we could give a more positive outlook, and I really truly believe and hope that there is a longer term positive trend in this business. You will see from things coming out in the coming months that we are doing a lot to streamline it, make it more sexy, make it more relevant, and overall make it a better business. It is a slow-moving business where all your, say, initiatives and impulses take a long time to have an effect. I mean, we basically enter every year with a very known percentage backlog compared to planned revenue. And, you know, given that backlog and what we have in terms of lying orders and ongoing deliveries, yeah, it points to a flattish year one more time, and that's also how we put it into the business. There isn't really any big effect from the TE rollout on the hospital businesses. Yes, we have about 100 plus hospital customers in Germany. I think we've said some tens of thousands euros in terms of revenue. How much will come this year and next year? I guess it's still open. It's not going to turn the needle that much. I mean, the real effect is in the large number of doctors and dental offices. Assuming that pharmacies come in, that will have some effect. But hospitals, I mean, altogether in Germany, there's 2,100 hospitals. Only about 3 to 4% are CGM customers. So that's not the one that's going to turn the needle the most. Yeah, what is your organic growth expectation for the rest of the business? Still in the range of 3 to 5%. I think that is a fair assumption. There's no change to that. You can apply your favorite, if you want to back out what's the implicit revenue guidance for TE installations, you can apply your favorite 3, 4, or 5% organic growth rate. Then there was a follow-up question, again from Knut Waller from Bader. Can you share with us organic growth rates of the segment for the full year 2016? Yes. Full year AIS organic growth rate. Let's give it with a decent number of... is 2%. We lost about 2 million euros from Swedish currency, which really tanked, so that was 2.4%, but it's basically 2%. PCS, 4%. HIS, minus 1%. 1%. Yeah, organically minus 1% because we had a small acquisition in, so it was 1% and 2% came from acquisitions, so minus 1%. And I would say everything in HCS is organically, so that's a 2% growth. Actually, if you correct for the FX, this is mostly related to the Turkish lira. It was 2.6%, but 2% is where it came in, which gives us on group level a 2% organic growth rate. So hopefully, despite the technical problems, I think the vendor of our conferencing system has carefully displayed their logo on the login page. It is what it is. I apologize for that, but hopefully we were able to solve it with your very quick and innovative, turning over to the good old-fashioned email. So thank you for participating, and yeah, we look forward to the coming conference calls in 2017. Goodbye.
At our customer's request, this conference